Hey, Chummers. While chatting before or after one of our game sessions, we started discussing sins in the Six World, how they work, what they're like, and how they're broadcast, that kind of stuff. I ended up having two conversations with two sets of players on two different evenings, February 20th and May 21st, 2020. Since it was interesting enough for us to chat about twice, I thought y'all might like to hear both of them. These conversations are somewhere between the hard crunch of Shadowrun rules and the softer lore that some of the other podcasts do so well. First, I chatted with Jeff about it. Hope you enjoy. So I feel like some of this comes back to the fact that Shadowrunners exist, the Sinless exist, and they have to have ways of purchasing things. Okay. So certain places, Stuffer Shack, Kong Walmart, some of their clientele are, it's like today, if you go into a Walmart and try to buy something as an undocumented person, you can still buy stuff.
What does Sinless do then? Like, what is it? Like, who doesn't like it? Who, if I get spotted by, it's bad? Like, how does all that work?
The way I'm imagining it is your comlink is broadcasting your sin, which is basically like your social security number. With it's a little bit more complicated than that, but if you're someone who should see sins in AR, you just have that number above your head at all times.
Yeah, my guy sees him everywhere.
Yeah, you may have like built a filter because that it's just a number. Who cares?
Like, oh, it doesn't. Yeah, it's kind of like how you can like see patterns and stuff, but you can ignore it if you want.
You've probably been seeing them your entire life, and you've kind of mentally turn them off.
It's not like if I walk into a store, they're going to be like, get the fuck out.
So if you try to go into a store that sells guns where you have to have a license for them, like okay. You will have to have a sin to purchase things like that. If you try to buy booze, you have to be 21. So they check your sin to make sure that you're of age.
So basically like whenever you would have to show your driver's license.
Yeah.
Is that a good facsimile?
It goes a little bit further than that, because like if you try to go into like a high-end clothing store, as soon as you walk through the door, they have a profile on you to sell you. If last time you bought designer jeans, then this time when you walk in, like all of the AR advertisements on the walls will be those jeans with other perfectly matched shirts or watches or whatever.
So Minority Report.
Yeah, like all of this is Minority Report style advertising. But if you walk into there and you're not broadcasting a sin, they can't advertise to you and they freak out because you're not a real person and they don't sell to the sinless. But like, okay. If you walk into 7-Eleven, as long as you don't buy cigarettes or booze, they don't really care.
Okay. You can use paper script or whatever. Well, you can use a cred stick.
Yeah, you carry a certified cred stick for not just paying Johnson's, but basically making untraceable purchases.
Got it.
Because everything you purchase in the Sixth World is tracked so that they can, it's kind of like you sign up for any of those rewards programs on your credit card and they give you cash back or give you a discount. They're doing that to build marketing profiles on you. And
correct. And cookies.
Mainly cookies, yeah. Next, months later, I had a similar conversation with Tempest and Quar. You'll see there's some definite consistency in my thinking about how sins are used by the giant corporations. So we talked about how I see sins working, and clearly already in this game we've had some issues with sins being...
So the way I thought it worked originally was that you had a damn implant, like a chip, that can at all points basically reference an RFID that references SIN data. And if you ever have that turned off, they just assume you're a criminal. And that's why you can't be seen without a SIN. Except that doesn't make any goddamn sense, because...
If you think about it too hard, none of it will make sense.
So A, there's the rule of Shadowrunners exists.
Rule number one.
B, there's a bit of... Lore points out that Redmond has like a 40% sinless population, which would mean that at any point the cops could just throw out a pair of handcuffs and hit somebody with them and assume they're a criminal, and they're going to be right enough at a time.
Except the cops don't go in Redmond.
And outside of it, it's like a 15 to 20% range. And it's like, okay, so this is fine if you're trying to talk about extreme poverty, which is also what would happen with sinless. But considering that that is a felony in the setting, to be sinless, or rather to not be flashing a sin, which if you don't have one, you can't flash it, therefore you're committing a felony. That doesn't make any goddamn sense. You cannot live in this world.
Rule number one. I look at it like, if you go outside your house, you are supposed to have identification.
Yes.
Like if a cop pulls you over or stops you on the sidewalk and you don't have ID, they can write you a ticket. I don't know exactly. I don't think it's a felony, but they can cite you for not having identification. But if you are jogging and clearly not doing anything wrong, cops don't just randomly pull you over for whatever. Now, obviously, in the sixth world, you're broadcasting sins and the cops are a little bit jumpy. But if you're just walking down the street, they're not actively looking to fill out all that paperwork and take you to jail, because that they've got real jobs. They've got real things that they're worrying about. So you frequently are worried about Cassandra getting pulled over for not broadcasting a sin. Well, enough people aren't broadcasting a sin, and there's enough surge people out there that unless you're doing something that even remote, like if you're just sitting out in front of a bank, that's kind of suspicious, and they may run your sin. But if you're just like going into a Stuffer Shack has a sin scanner, but they do not care. It's like, if you're an undocumented immigrant, you can still walk into a 7-Eleven and buy stuff with cash.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't care. But if you go into a super fancy place, they want you to have the corporate, the membership card so they can track your purchases and, you know, send you ads. And if you're dressed shabby, they might follow you around the store, that sort of thing. Same thing with sins. Like, if you're not doing anything overtly weird, most of the cops are not going to even notice that you're not broadcasting a sin. But as soon as you speed or do anything like that, then the chances go up that you're going to get your sin scanned. And if you're not broadcasting, then that's a huge red flag. So that's my opinion on how sins work. And since I'm the GM of this particular game, that's how they work in the Burning Edge setting. I'd love to know how sins are used or aren't used in your games. Also, let me know if you think we should do more of these sorts of discussions, what we should talk about, and if we should expand them out to be longer and more in-depth explainers on things like smart links, cred sticks, or the Matrix. Anyway, see you next time, chummers.